Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sabbath is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Wherever you are right now, just begin to tell the Lord thank you. Just begin to tell God thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Jesus, for just being our Savior. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday. And today we're dealing with Lesson 2 of 5 Lessons from My Father. Lesson 2 of 5 Lessons from My Father, a reteaching of the eulogy I gave for my dad's funeral back in July of this year. I forgot today is September 1st. So we are going to be in the books of John chapter 3, verse 16, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Again, both of these books, they're in the New Testament, John 3, 16, and then 1 John, which is a different book from John, chapter 4, verse 20. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, but I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org, on the broadcast page. If you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss one teaching by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message VF to phone number 33222. Text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text so you'll know that you're following. Finally, if you're unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests there, your testimonies. You can contact me. Some of you are reaching out about me speaking for your church and how does that work during Zoom. I will tell you that at this point, it is just touch and go. So I will follow back up with you, and I'll let you know what I can do or if that's something that may be better moved to 2021. So you can contact me, everything you need to do on rossi.org. Also remember, this is the first week of the month, so this is our giving week where I ask everyone to donate $20 if you can, or more if you can, because every month I'm doing something from the ministry to help others. And just yesterday, I sponsored a teenager to receive some mental health counseling from a psychologist who does self-esteem and confidence life coaching for teenagers. He's based out of Texas, but he's also doing this online via Zoom. And I sponsored a teenager for 6 months. Our teens and our kids really need this right now. And I'm going to put his information on my website as well. I'll put that on the contact page. So if your child is going through, if they're dealing with anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, low confidence or no confidence, if they're acting out, if they're not motivated, then this is the person that you want to get in contact with. I know I'm going through daily fire, but God is telling me this is necessary to say this. And he will set up a consultation with you as the parents and then set the program in place for the sessions with the children or your child or children, and they'll be conducted via Zoom. Okay, so I'll put that there. So when you donate, you see where it's going. So I ask you to donate $20 this week. If you can donate more, do so. Go to rawsi.org, rawsi.org, or Cash App to Rawsi Williams, $RAWSI Williams. This is our giving week, so each day I will bring this up as we raise money that helps to further God's kingdom by taking care of people in their everyday needs. All right, by now you should have that Bible ready. Let's get into John 3:16. I'm reading from the KJV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, and this means anybody that you know, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today, of 5 lessons from my Father, is lesson 2, love unconditional. Love unconditionally. On yesterday, I taught you lesson 1. Every action does not deserve a reaction. Every action does not deserve a reaction based on the non-confrontational manner of my Father and how he dealt with confrontation. If you missed that, you can hear lesson 1 on rawsi.org on the broadcast page. Lesson 2 today that my Father taught us is love unconditionally. My dad died on July 21st, 2020, and he was in his 80s. And what was amazing to me is that at the age of 80, well, he's over 80, we had never heard anyone in our small town have a bad word to say about him, nor anyone in our expanded county. But that's significant when I say my small town, because in a small town, everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows everybody's business. So if you out there doing something, or if you are a bad person, or if you are two-faced, or if you are mistreating people, you better believe what's done in the dark comes to the light. Love unconditionally. He was, as I said yesterday, and as I said at his funeral when I eulogized him, my stepdad, but no one would have ever known because he treated my mother's 4 kids, including me, which were not his, the same way he treated my youngest sister, which was his. Love unconditionally. From the age of about 8.5 or 9, all the way to when I graduated from high school, he was there as the dad in my life because my biological dad wasn't in my life. But I never heard him say, those 4 kids are not my kids. This one is my kid. He did for us like he did for my sister. He made sure we all had good birthdays. We all had great Christmases. And what was so telling is that even at his funeral, not only were meaning all of my siblings, some of course were present on Zoom because they lived out of state and due to COVID-19 couldn't do that, traveling and things such as that, and we had to maintain social distancing in the funeral. But even our grown children, were present and crying about him passing away. Love unconditionally. His nieces, nephews were there. His grown children from his prior marriage. Love unconditionally. Nobody had anything negative to say. He loved us unconditionally. In the books of John 3:16 and 1 John 4:20 that I just read unto you, the Lord has given us the edict for how we are to live, precedented and predicated on how Jesus lived. It said, for God so loved this world that he gave his son for it. I'd like for you to think about that for a minute. Would you give your son or your daughter, would you give your nieces and nephews or your grandchildren as the sacrifice for people you don't know, for people you do know who backbite you, who don't love you, for people who disrespect your name? Would you give the person you have born, that seed of your loins, that fruit of your womb, for a nasty, wicked, sinful world to be the ultimate sacrifice? Well, that's what God did. He loves you despite what you have done, despite what you're doing right now, and despite what you will do. And he loves me just the same. He so loved us and so loves us that he looks beyond our sinful nature and still sees within us the value of human life and the value of a soul needing compassion and redemption, love unconditionally. The second lesson of five lessons from my father. Now, don't get us wrong, right? The Bible is not telling you that loving unconditionally requires you to fellowship unconditionally. There is a distinction there. Sometimes you will have to love unconditionally from afar, because for you to be in close fellowship of loving someone does nothing but bring toxicity into your life, or it causes you to always backslide because the people are not trying to live a godly life, or the people are toxic people. So you do have to know the difference. In the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 14, the Bible teaches us that those who will not hear us, those who will not receive us, then we are to depart from that house or city, from that relationship, that person, and shake the dust off. Shake the dust off our feet. Give them to God. Still love them. Still pray for them. Still intercede so God will change the heart. But it is okay to love and separate. Did you hear me? You can love and separate. When my dad would see that people meant no good, he was still nice, he still loved, but he wasn't trying to be at that person's house every day, sitting on that person's porch. He was at my mom's, or he's going to go see his sisters. He was with my youngest sister. He was with us. Love unconditionally while still knowing when to shake the dust off your feet. In the book of Luke, praise the Lord, chapter 28, verses 39 through 45, the Bible gives us another example of love while separating, or loving unconditionally while holding people accountable. There were two thieves hanging on the cross. Jesus was hanging between them. One of them, Jesus forgave at that person's request, but he didn't bring him down from the cross. He told him instead, "This day you shall be with me in paradise." In other words, your soul is forgiven, and because of that forgiveness, you will go to heaven, but the consequence of the sin of thievery, you are still being held accountable for, because you're still going to die on this cross. Loving unconditionally doesn't mean you don't hold people accountable. When they treat you wrong and when they mistreat you, you will have to discern, like I taught you on yesterday in lesson one, when to react and when not to, and what your reaction will be. But you will also understand that you don't have to, for example, stay in a marriage where someone is cheating on you. Spiritually, legally, and ethically, you have the right for divorce. But if you decide to stay there, still hold the person accountable. Don't say, the devil not going to get my marriage. This is the devil. No, it's the person. The person. person made the decision to cheat and to do all the things that he or she had to do to be able to cheat. Hold the person accountable so that then you can still love unconditionally, as opposed to ending up being bitter or jaded or hating them because you have so much hurt and pain inside that you never release, because you never addressed it, because somewhere someone taught you the lie that loving unconditionally means lack of accountability. And finally, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, love unconditionally while being equally yoked. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, the Bible teaches us, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Even in loving unconditionally, you will have to love from afar. You'll have to choose who your friends are. And sometimes people who have been your friends your entire life cannot be the friends of your inner circle. Because to maintain that means that you're unequally yoked, and being close friends causes you to backslide or not to grow. And here on Daily Fire Devotion, if you tune in with me every day, you will grow in every area of your life. Five lessons from my father as we prepare to go into prayer. Lesson number 2, love unconditionally. Hallelujah. Isn't this good teaching? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Say, "I will love unconditionally." Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father, we just thank you today for this word. God, we give your name the glory. You are our Savior. You are our King. You are our protector. You are the Lord of lords. You are the host of hosts. You are the King of kings. You are our Savior, God, and we say hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? You're everything that we need. You're our will in the middle of a wheel. You're our mind fixer. You're our heart regulator. You are everything, Lord, that we need today, and we say thank you. Lord, we come praising you for today's teaching. On Daily Fire Devotion, Lesson 2, 5 lessons from my Father. Help us, God, to love unconditionally. Help us to see the good in others. Help us to seek out the good in others. Help us to pursue the good and to forgive and love others just like you've forgiven and loved us, while yet still, Father, understanding that loving unconditionally also means we can love unconditionally and be separated, shaking off the dust were necessary to retain the joy of our salvation, to retain our salvation itself, to grow and to remove every sin and every waste. We can love unconditionally while still holding people accountable so that we don't become bitter and have hate on the inside of our hearts against them, because we never required them to deal with the slight or the sin they perpetrated against us. And we can love unconditionally while still ensuring that we are equally yoked. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Let them take this word and let it fall on good ground so that they will institute and put into effect the necessary boundaries, Father, to love unconditionally while still protecting their own sanity, their own peace of mind. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Bless them, Father, when they rise, and bless them as they go about their day today. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Grant them safety. Bless their household. Bless their soul, spirit, mind, and body. Give them joy, unspeakable joy. They are victorious. In the name of Jesus, we claim it. We declare it and we receive it. Say, "I am victorious today." Say it again. "I am glorious victorious today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and magnify Christ as I end with the altar call and then your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are walking around with bitterness and hatred in your heart because you've been loving unconditionally but not requiring people to be accountable for what they've done or said. So instead of you being happy, you're now a bitter and abrasive and caustic person because you've never been able to release how you felt. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you, Lord, glory, to come into my life now and be my Savior. I ask you, Lord, to heal my hurt, heal my pain, heal my unforgiveness, heal my anger, and help me to love again. Help me to love again, and help me to be loved again. Help me to have healthy love in every relationship in my life. And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now I confess that I will love unconditionally while shaking the dust when necessary. I will love unconditionally while holding people accountable when necessary. I will love unconditionally while ensuring that I am not unequally yoked. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure as part of your time with the Lord, you're tuning in here to Daily Fire Devotion, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Live, or follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222 now, 33222, so that you will get the recording even of today's teaching and you'll be able to share that with others. All right, our topic for today is lesson two of five lessons from my Father. Love unconditionally. Your task for today are twofold. Number one, love and be loved unconditionally. Don't just give love unconditionally, but require unconditional love from those to whom you give it. Don't love unconditionally while letting people walk all over you. I've given you the biblical instances in which you can still love unconditionally, but remove yourself from the situation. And number two, bless the ministry so that I can continue to bless others by making your donation of $20 today. You can donate on rawsi.org, rawsi.org, or Cash App, $Rawsi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. I love you unconditionally. Today, your healing took place. I'll see you tomorrow for another powerful teaching on Daily Fire Devotion. I know a change gonna come.